escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And he said, yep, plan was always to give both of those guys a start. Shedeur Sanders had one against Carolina. Will he get another? I don't know, but it doesn't sound like he's getting a whole lot of opportunity today in Philadelphia. Dan?
1, 2, 3!
Baskin and Phelps present. There's always reps in Philadelphia.
Well, for everybody else besides Shedeur Sanders, because he has not taken a rep thus far in joint practices, so cue everybody screaming rabble, rabble, rabble at the radios as we talk right now.
I wonder if he's okay.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. We'll have to see on that. So running through the rest of this, they are now on to 11 on 11s in the red zone. Flacco running with the ones. Mason Graham got a sack on Jalen Hurts after he couldn't find an open wide receiver. Again, this is courtesy of Daniel Oyefusi. Gabriel in with the twos, found Gage in the corner of the end zone, but a flag was thrown with an apparent penalty on the offensive side. Zach Jackson also saying 10 total plays for Dylan Gabriel, one for Huntley along the way as well. We'll keep you up to date on everything because, as you know, there are always reps in Philadelphia.
So Dylan Gabriel obviously getting an opportunity here, Andy, which if he's out there participating now, you would think he's going to get a playing time, probably a start.
Maybe.
Coming up on Saturday.
I mean, how quickly you forget about things. I mean, Shedeur Sanders was dealing with some arm soreness. So I'm just.
Didn't look sore against Carolina, Andy.
No, but I mean, you give him a couple days, and you know you don't always feel great the day after a game, and that could be a possibility. We'll see.
Let's be fair about this. They have five quarterbacks.
Six.
Five that are getting snaps at some point here in the preseason. This is silly. Okay, it's silly. You can't do it. We're sitting here counting. It's a mess. Jeff Shadia, who's been on our show before, Jeff's a columnist for NFL.com, wrote a thing looking around the NFL, and his point number four was, I thought, very interesting and well thought out. He said the Browns quarterback situation will generate a lot more chatter in the coming weeks. Seems that way, at least until they name a starting quarterback, and then it'll be, all right, now who sticks, who doesn't, what's the order, blah, 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 blah. But he said this about Shedeur Sanders, and I thought this was interesting because he mentioned about how he played against Carolina and, you know, said he did a nice job. But he said it's important to apply some perspective to this performance. After all, Sanders was playing largely because Pickett and Gabriel, the two players listed ahead of him on the unofficial depth chart, were nursing injuries. Mm-hmm. But we know that's not going to happen in today's hot take landscape. Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly. And that's, nobody wants to put this in perspective. It's this. Shedeur probably would have been the third quarterback in had Kenny Pickett and Dylan Gabriel not had hamstring issues. At the very least, you probably would have been the second quarterback in behind Dylan Gabriel. You might not like it. They clearly chose Gabriel over Sanders. And now the two of them are Cleveland Browns. At this point, it's who outperforms the other guy. And it appears to me, if nothing else, Andy, they just want to get Dylan Gabriel ready to start against Philadelphia on Saturday.
Okay, that's fair. I wonder who's getting reps tomorrow. They have one more day of joint practices.
Yeah, good question.
I mean, is there they? He said they had a game plan. They know exactly what they're doing. You're going to get your number three quarterback some reps at some point. I think sometimes
it is weird getting Huntley reps and not getting them for Shadur, though. I think that.
Don't you think Huntley's going to finish off the game?
Not necessarily.
Saturday?
I would hope Shadur gets to play. I hope Shadur's
I think
the
Shadur's
going to
play.
In.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I hope the second guy in, if not starting.
If Gabriel's not healthy, Sanders starts again.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
I would think so. Chris is in California. What part of California, Chris?
Yo, what's good morning, you guys. Hey. I'm in like Southern California.
Very
My
good.
Bad for crying so much, but like, see, the thing is, these Shadur Sanders fans, there's so many of them, and there's not enough voices for the other ones, but my voice is for Kenny Pickett, right? So let me help the sensitive Shadur Sanders fans out. Pickett didn't even start preseason games when he was a rookie. He didn't even start a game, and he was thrown in the fire week four against the Jets at halftime. So the one that has faced the most adversity out of all of them, I feel like, has been Pickett. He hasn't got the fair shake. So if they want to continue to cry that Shadur Sanders isn't getting a fair shake, go look at Pickett's career. He hasn't got a fair shake, and he still hasn't. So, and then when he did happen to go in fourth quarter against the Jets, unfortunately, he threw three picks. So do you think that they're going to build chemistry right off the bat? Like, and it just put a bad name for him out there, and it just continued with the bad narrative that the NFL had put out there with him having small hands. So, hey, again, I'm going to advocate for Kenny Pickett to start, but if the Browns and the NFL, the rest of the NFL wants to continue to screw the guy over, you know, hey, send him to L.A. You know, I'll support him. I'll be there from day one at training camp, all the other preseason games, regular season games. So I just feel like, dude, it is getting ridiculous at this point. So continue to cry, Shadur Sanders fans, because Pickett has got a bad rap from the beginning.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. By the way, the Rams dealing with Matthew Stafford's injury situation. Maybe they're looking for a quarterback. See, the weird thing to me, Andy, is Flacco gets a lot of love because of what he did here for six games. Well, no problem with that. It was fun. Shadur gets a lot of love because he has a lot of hype surrounding him. He has ability, and he played well in the first preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
The other two guys, to me, aren't getting any respect at all. And I think that's strange. And the reason I think it's strange because we haven't seen them. You know, how can you not like these guys,
but where,
even like, though we haven't seen them yet? Let's just give them a chance to get on the field.
I'm just curious, where are you getting the notion of respect from on this? Like, I'm like, whose voices do we care about that are talking? Like, I hear a head coach is
trying
to... I'm
talking about fans here.
Okay, all right. I mean, does it matter? I mean, I'm not trying to belittle fans, but does it really matter?
Because we're going
to
be doing it for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes.
No, what I'm saying, though, is, Jeff, do you think that the respect factor of the fans, does it matter?
I think
does it matter to the organization that
I don't think so, Andy.
Way
no.
more Sanders jerseys than anybody else's.
No, I don't. I'm just talking in public perception here. I mean, what do you think? Let's put some numbers on
but
this.
But is our public perception based on, and I'm not trying to dig into this a little bit more, based on phone calls, based on social
based
media,
on, based on living in Northeast Ohio and
what
paying
people
attention
are saying
to what's going
to you?
On.
Yeah.
I would say about, these are just numbers, you tell me, 30% of Browns fans, 35 tops, would like to see Joe Flacco start at quarterback. And about 50% would like to see Shadur start. And that leaves you about 15% split between Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett. Would you say that's fair? I mean, it's a vast minority of people who want to see either Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett.
So you're saying 25 on Flacco, right?
No, I said 35.
35. That's
majority
fair.
Of people want to see Flacco or Shadur Sanders.
Yes, I agree with that.
It's one, and then the other two
and
guys
by the
are
way,
just there.
After Friday, like, so you run into people on Saturday, run into people on Sunday before you come back in. They're like, oh, man. You know, on Monday, what a show. You guys are going to have a great show. That's all there is to talk about is the quarterback situation. And, man, did Sanders look good. Like, there was nothing you could really say bad about Sanders. Yeah, there were some little things here and there. But
for example, Lewis isn't Shaker. Lewis.
That last caller about Kenny Pickett, are you kidding me? My personal opinion, I don't even know why he's on the team. Look, I asked a Steeler fan, I'm like, do you want Kenny Pickett back? I couldn't even get out of my mouth quick enough. He was like, H, no. So, Kenny Pickett, no.
There you go. The one Lewis. Steeler fan. Yeah. Lewis found the one Steeler fan.
This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, Lewis. Lewis, do you remember watching him very much? Go. And I only say this, and again, I'm not advocating for the guy. I want somebody to flat out win this job, and I don't care which guy it is. I really don't. But go back and hold on. And I suggest to anybody, go back, just type into Google, Kenny Pickett Steeler highlights, and just watch and see if you're not the least little bit intrigued to see if the Browns can unlock something there. Just take a look.
For you, Phelps, I'll do that. And I'll call
awesome, Lewis.
And then we'll have a discussion. But, you know, as far as right now, y'all want Flacco, and I need to see Gabriel. I mean, Shador had a good game. I'm not like, ooh, all gaga goo goo, because I'm an old man. I've seen quarterback play. Okay, Shador, that was good. I need to see Gabriel.
Yep.
So I can compare.
Yep.
Flacco, Shador, Gabriel, Pickett. So I'm not all goo goo on Shador just yet. But, you know, he had a good game. Okay.
Hey, Lewis, what don't you want to I want to see more. Don't you?
Yeah, I want to see more.
Yeah, me too.
Because I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon after one preseason game. Nope. No, I need to see more.
But I want to see Gabriel, too.
Lewis, thanks,
buddy. Go do that. Kenny Pickett, Steeler highlights. Go Google it, folks.
No, just ask your one Steeler friend what he thinks.
So I also need to feel
who represents like, all Steelers.
Wait a minute.
We need to add this little bit into it, too.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you could put together a highlight package that can make pretty much any quarterback look good.
No, well, without question, Dan. But
I personally don't care. As long as the quarterback throws touchdowns, it could have any name on the back of the jersey known to man.
I'm not advocating for Kenny Pickett. What I'm saying is be open-minded and let's see if he can do something. That's all I'm saying here. I honestly think he's incredibly intriguing. Intrigue doesn't mean success. I want to see what he can do. He was 7-5 in his rookie year as a starting quarterback in the games of record for the Steelers. And he was 7-5 his second year. And then they brought in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Well, they obviously saw something they didn't like. They also fired his offensive coordinator. I wonder. I just would like to see it. That's it. 216-474-0092. By all means, you can hang on. We'll get to your phone calls. Chris Rose is going to join us coming up. NFL Network calling the Browns preseason games on television here locally. Chris joining us next on Baskin and Phelps.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, Red Hawk football's on the way too, which is really good. Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin, it's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan. Browns in Philadelphia, they're practicing right now. They will play at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and the man who's on the Fan hotline will be calling that game on local television here in town. He's Mr. Chris Rose. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you? It's bright and early out there in sunny Southern California. How are you?
Good. Good.
Okay, so people are screaming like crazy that Shador's not getting reps today, and he should be getting reps, and Kenny Pickett's not doing everything. He's 7-on-7, but Dylan Gabriel's getting a lot of reps. It's getting a little confusing trying to find playing time in practice for five quarterbacks, Chris. That's the only thing I'll say about this mess right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that Kevin has to explain why Tyler Huntley is getting some reps that you would think Shador should get.
Yes.
During the back end of the broadcast on Friday night, Joe and I talked about, okay, what does this performance mean, if anything? And Joe said he would like to see Shador get some first team reps against Philadelphia this week. Doesn't mean it can't happen still. I mean, there is another day as well, but that part is a little perplexing. And I thought that Joe's point was a pretty good one, was that you do want to see how much he is retaining, how well he can do against a great defense, a Super Bowl caliber defense, just at this point, so that everybody kind of knows. So Shador knows what it takes to be out there against that top-notch NFL talent, so that the coaching staff knows where he is. I think that's fair. You know, I mean, nobody can, even though it certainly feels like Shador has outperformed Dylan Gabriel in practice, and that is the prevailing theory here, I don't think people can say, well, okay, Dylan doesn't deserve any reps, because he does. They're both developmental quarterbacks. When you get drafted late in the third and in the middle of the fifth, you are considered developmental quarterbacks. There's not one team that says, I am taking my franchise quarterback there. Not one. And so those guys both need it. Tyler Huntley, whether it's 7-on-7 or team reps, I don't know what purpose that serves. And that's a question I can't answer.
Chris, what's the goal here? Oh, we got five quarterbacks. What is the goal? Is the goal to figure out, I'm just trying to mix this whole thing together and try to figure it out. What is the goal, I guess, for this week, for next week, and then moving forward?
So it's interesting. I think there's two conveyor belts at work here. Number one, first and foremost, is trying to get whomever it is, and I think it's Joe Flacco, obviously, ready for the September opener against Cincinnati Bengals. And that's the most important thing, right? You can't sacrifice any bit of this season at the beginning of the year to start thinking about 2026. The other thing is, how do you continue to get your rookies ready? You know, I personally sit here and think that if one of those two guys is the long-term answer, and it feels like Shador is obviously better physically to handle this job at an NFL level, that it would be a lottery ticket. And you would be like, oh, my God, we hit on it. It's in a fifth round. That's amazing. We can use two firsts next year either to hold a team ransom or to fix other glaring holes in this organization. Like, perfect. That's the way it would work out. I personally think that they want to feel like they've got a backup quarterback of the future, which I know sounds totally ridiculous when you don't have a starter for the future, but it is very possible. I mean, the people I've talked to, I'm talking about outside of the building, not in the building, but people who look and study draft classes and things of that nature, they all feel like the Browns starting quarterback of the future will be found next April in Pittsburgh of all places, which is where the draft's going to be. And so you know, we're going to have some salary cap issues. So if you're able to have a starting quarterback and a backup quarterback on rookie deals, you're ahead of the game, or at least have the ability to repair whatever sort of financial situation you're in. I know it's a strange way to look at it, but I think that's how I'm looking at it a little bit.
Chris, do the Browns need to see a lot of Kenny Pickett, or do they have enough on tape from what he's done in Pittsburgh and the little bit he played in Philadelphia to know what they think he could be for them, if he's even here?
That's a good one. I think they're really disappointed about the injury. I really do. I think that they wanted to, whether we can all sit here and say, geez, oh man, Kenny Pickett would have been our starter on opening day. I do believe that there's people in the building that thought that that was going to happen. And I do think that they need to see more. You know, first and foremost, now I know that you guys have asked me before, do you think that there's possibility that we were going to carry four quarterbacks? And at the beginning of the year, I was like, come on. Nobody does that, even though we broke the 53 last year with four, and then we quickly moved on from Tyler Huntley. I do think that there's a chance. I really do. I think that they might want to see Kenny Pickett in some regular season games when he's healthy and ready to run. And then I would expect at some point the back half of the year, one, if not both of these rookies to get their shot. That's how I foresee it.
Hey, what was your assessment of the running backs last week? And what do we need to see going forward here?
Well, you know, Jerome Ford didn't play. Dylan Sampson just got a couple of plays.
Yeah, barely.
I was impressed with Amani Marshall, the rookie out of Appalachian State. I thought he looked really good. He picked up the blitz on Shadur's second touchdown, did a great job on that one. I thought he ran with purpose. I thought he showed a little bit of a burst. I believe that both the wide receiver and running back rooms are pretty wide open. We don't know exactly what is going to go on with Quinshon Judkins at this point, who isn't even signed yet. We don't know if he does sign, if he would, or how long a penalty he would face. All sorts of stuff. So I think the running back room is pretty open. And I think there's space for a guy, an undrafted guy, to make a statement there. And by the way, Trevion Williams, who's been a veteran, he hasn't done a lot with the football in Cincinnati in 6 years, but he looked great for a guy who signed just a week before.
Chris, what do they do when the time might be appropriate for Quinshon Judkins to be signed and brought in here? After he's pushed his court date back, he waived his right to a speedy trial, which you would think free him up to actually play this year.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know how that goes. You know, the NFL has all the information on stuff like that, and they don't have to wait for legal proceedings to run their course in order to dole out their own punishment. And so, you know, you can look back and see what guys in similar situations, and whether they're allegations or proven through a court of law, what those histories have been all about. So, you know, I mean, the team answers those questions. I think it's silly for me to sit here and project when I don't have information.
Your thoughts on our best player on the team getting a ticket for over 100 miles an hour?
Yeah, it drives me nuts. Yeah. It drives me nuts. I mean, you know, people are saying, well, what sort of example is he setting for younger people? Well, I don't want to be on the same road as him. That's what I'm concerned about. I wouldn't want my kids on the same road as him. That's what I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned that what is Isaiah McGuire thinking about this? Like that, I'm sorry, that doesn't register with me. I don't give a crap about that stuff. You know, Kevin said it. I mean, this is a guy who rolled his Porsche and was fortunate that he was able to walk away. And if that doesn't teach you, I don't know what does. And I get it. That everybody's built different. This happens in every community we're in every walk of life. I don't care whether you're a sports talk show host, a guy who calls games, or a guy who chases quarterbacks for a living. Like it's irresponsible. It's upsetting. It's disappointing. And that's that. I mean, I don't have anything else to say other than I worry about people on the street all the time when my kids are on the road. And this is just proof as to why.
Chris Rose joining us from the NFL Network, and you'll hear him with Joe Thomas coming up on the Browns preseason telecast coming up on Saturday, 1 o'clock start in Philadelphia. Carson Schlesinger stepped in, seemed to do a pretty nice job, Chris. What do you think of the rookie's play and kind of running that defense?
Yeah, I mean, 13 snaps, 6 tackles. It's pretty good.
Yep.
I'm not going to say they lucked into it because they knew what was going on with JOK at the time of the draft. I don't believe the Browns were ready for Jordan Hicks to call it quits at the time that he did. So it even became more important for Schlesinger to not only be drafted, but to be glue in the middle of that defense. And I think that's exactly what he's going to be. You know, for so long, Browns fans have not had a lot of guys whose jerseys they could confidently buy, certainly not at the quarterback position. But, you know, we've now had Myles Garrett getting into year 9, Denzel Ward year 8, and Carson Schlesinger, I believe, is going to be one of those players who, if you buy the number 49, you're not going to have to put Schlesinger in Velcro. You might need to pay a little bit extra because there's so many letters on his last name. But I think you can confidently buy it. I love the way he plays. I think he's great in every facet of the game. He's a great athlete. His reaction time is incredible. Go watch my buddy Brian Baldinger. Go watch his breakdown. It's only, you know, a minute and a half or whatever, but he kind of takes you through some of the little nuance of what he's doing at the NFL level, and it's pretty good.
Chris, a player who popped off the page that maybe fans don't know or weren't expecting from game one and how you'll look at them in game two.
I'll give you one on each side of the ball, both undrafted guys. Gage Larvinan is a guy who's been the talk of practice throughout. I felt terribly for Luke Floria because he did a really nice job, that one-handed grab. You know, I hope he returns to the practice squad and gets a chance to develop with this team because I thought that was good. But Gage Larvinan is another little guy from, he played at 3 schools, the last 2, Miami University, shout out.
Bingo.
So you can play the theme music for him when he comes on. Okay. And then last year he played at South Carolina and did a really good job. But he seems to really understand offense, where he needs to get to help his quarterback out. He's got a nice little burst. We saw it on the punt return. I thought he was really good. And once again, in a wide open, you know, room after your first 2 guys in Judy and Tillman, there might be a space for him. On the defensive side, I was impressed with Dom Jones. He's number 37, and he's physically an interesting corner. He's 6'2", close to 200 pounds. And I thought he made a couple of really good plays last week. There was one where he ran step for step with a receiver and, you know, down the field, made a nice play. That's a room that's going to need some help too. I mean, outside of, you know, Ward and Newsom, they're searching. You know, you think that Miles Harden and Cam Mitchell have the inside track on the slot corner at this point. Nick Needham, I thought, made a nice statement with the interception last week, but there's going to be space for somebody to make it on this team.
Chris, look forward to hearing you on Saturday. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, boys, take care.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Chris Rowe would appear with the update.
1, 2, 3!
Baskin and Phelps present... There's always reps in Philadelphia.
It's Dan Menigan.
All right, gentlemen, it is seeming like practice is coming to a conclusion. They were doing a special teams period on the tail end, and a disagreement broke out between the two sides.
Ooh.
Like confrontation, you know, an exchanging of thoughts, we will say.
Oh, they weren't thought partners. They were thought enemies. Is that what you're trying to say?
Thought foe, I think, would be the way I would look at it.
Foe, even better.
Yes, good quite
word.
Foe-y.
Good word.
Yes, yes. But yeah, it is seeming like practice is starting to wrap up here.
No more snap counts?
No more snap counts, none of that stuff. A little bit of an update from our buddy Spencer German saying that Jalen Hurts had a couple picks today. Devin Bush got one of them. Ronnie Hickman got one on 11-on-11s near the end of practice as well. So.
Maybe they need a new quarterback. Winning that Super Bowl wasn't enough.
Well, maybe they want Kenny Pickett back.
See? Actually, they got a guy named Tanner Burke, who they decided would be their backup quarterback over Kenny Pickett. Mm. Which, of course, if you have any interest in Kenny Pickett in Cleveland, you'll say, well, why didn't Philadelphia want to keep him as their quarterback? Valid.
Valid.
That's valid. Yeah, I really think it is. Jeffrey is in Cleveland. Hello, Jeffrey.
Hey, Jeff. Bree. Hello.
Jeffrey, it's your time to speak. Jeffrey, it's your time to go back on hold.
What a relationship.
Larry is in Maple Heights, I'm some here. Of the Mustangs. What's up, Lair?
Lair.
Okay.
What up, Lair?
Larry, speak. Hey. There you go.
Okay.
We're off to a rough start. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's all right.
I was in the store. Okay. I just want to say this. Do y'all think this might be another case of DTR with Shedeur Sanders?
Meaning what?
That everybody thought he was good until he got his chance to start.
I think he got thrown to the wolves real quick, and they didn't give him any time to develop. That was part of the problem for DTR. Now, I don't know. I don't know what DTR's long game is in the NFL, but I
is
like
he
DTR.
Still even there?
Yeah, he's in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
right now,
okay.
Third string.
How many reps did he get today? Why didn't we do that?
Yeah, why did we do Philadelphia reps?
Yeah, that was weak.
I did not have any updates whatsoever of the reps for Philadelphia, mostly because they're good.
We don't care how many reps they have. We know Jalen Hurts is their starting quarterback.
Uh-huh. Yes. A.J. Brown sat out today's practice. They don't seem concerned. Devontae Smith is still there. They still have the best offensive line in football and arguably one of the best defensive lines in football. They're not worried.
Jeffrey's back with us in Cleveland. Jeffrey, see what happens when you walk away from that phone?
Good things come to those who
call back. We call back, yeah.
Hey, I think that Barry and Kev is in a win-win situation with this quarterback. Situation. And I think other teams are going to start following that too. But I think Shedeur...
Wait, you're saying that you think all teams are going to start going to five quarterbacks during training camp?
I think they're going to go into that situation. I really do. That's a good situation to have.
Well, it's not. It's a good situation to have, Jeffrey, if you know you have a good starting quarterback. And then you can try and develop guys behind them to be a backup or to be trade material or something like that. You've got to have one, and hopefully they find one.
And maybe they don't think Shedeur actually need a lot of work as far as reps. They probably it seems like he don't need a lot of reps. This guy, he comes in and throws strikes. Maybe he don't need a lot of reps.
Man, I just...
Just like Easton Stick did for the Falcons.
Yeah, I would love your optimism. I don't think there's any rookie in the NFL that doesn't need more reps.
I don't mean to pick on Easton Stick, but that preseason football, folks. Preseason football. Just remember, it's preseason football. Jordan is in Bradenton, Florida, I'm assuming. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing today, fellas?
Very well. How's Florida?
That's good. Oh, my goodness. Y'all got to move down here, man. Y'all got to come down here.
It's only 95 there.
It's incredible. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay. Yes, sir. But I don't want to take too much of your time, man. I just wanted to reach out. This morning I was looking, at the joint practices or, just the reports from it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, man, they're saying Tyler Huntley has been taking reps before Shedeur, and Shedeur hadn't really gotten any reps. 7-on-7, 11-on-11, everybody's taking reps but Shedeur.
Yeah.
Honestly, what I think happened, starting from the draft, I think nobody planned on taking Shedeur at all. And they ended up taking Dylan Gabriel because, yes, they liked him. They had no plans on taking Shedeur. So they took Dylan Gabriel to be their career backup. They knew we got two first-round picks next year. We're going to take our guy next year. Dylan Gabriel, this is a bridge year for us. He'll be our career backup, or he'll be the backup for the guy we take next year. He'll help him get acclimated and everything. But then they end up grabbing Shedeur on a whim, and it throws a monkey wrench in everything. And, oh, man, by the way, he can actually play a little bit. So it throws a huge monkey wrench in everything. So I kind of understand the way they're handling trying to temper some of the press, the expectations and everything, because at the same time, he is a rookie. But two, it gets to a point where you got to ask yourself, okay, well, how much am I actually hurting this guy? And I'm hearing today that he's getting no reps in the joint practices. Tyler Huntley is taking reps before Shedeur Sanders.
Doesn't make much sense.
Jordan, the other feeling was that if Huntley had been here a week before, he would have started the game. He would have started the game against Carolina. Like, no question about it.
They're clearly bringing Shedeur along slowly. That doesn't mean they're not trying to develop him, folks. Keep that in mind.
Practice has officially ended in Philadelphia. Shedeur Sanders did not take a single rep in team drills.
Uh-oh. I wonder if he's hurt. Can I be honest with you?
He's not.
He was
hurt.
Dealing with a shoulder issue. Let's see if they don't bring that up today.
Yeah, but he was dealing with a shoulder issue before the game. I wonder, did he get dinged up in the game?
Maybe. Did he practice
on Monday?
And how many reps did Huntley actually get? I can't believe we're counting reps.
Commence yelling rabble, rabble, rabble at your radio.
Yeah, if Shador is not dinged up, Andy.
Yeah, can we leave the door open that maybe his shoulder is sore again? The door can be opened up.
If he's not dinged up, then why are you giving Tyler Huntley reps? It's interesting. Unless the Rams called and said, hey, we'll give you a sixth for him if you can show us that he's okay. Can you practice him today?
Well, maybe they were giving Huntley 13 reps today, and they're going to give Sanders 13 reps tomorrow. They have 2 days to do this.
There are always reps.
That's true.
Philadelphia.
I've heard that. Browns players are going to speak after practice here.
Unless you're a human cake.
If we decide to run them,
you'll hear them. You start poking me with a fork, I'm going to have questions.
We got problems.
We'll keep you posted on everything that's going on. This is day one of 2 days against the Philadelphia Eagles. I will say it cracks me up that you go all the way to Carolina, you go all the way to Philadelphia. Practice starts at 10. It's over before noon.
I agree, man. It's like, why are they going there for 3 hours of practice?
I don't know. They're not even going to have, well, today, less than 2 hours. I would assume the same thing tomorrow.
Well, part of this is part of the CBA, right?
They had about an hour and a half in Carolina. Again, just goes to show how much money NFL teams have to spend. Let's move the whole operation there for a practice of less than 2 hours.
They still have to be there for the game.
But they're putting up guys in the hotels. It's not my money.
Yeah, why are you so worried about, they got to pay for per diem?
It's just fascinating to me. I mean, you got more guys that you want to give reps to. Let's see Shador. Nope, we're going to end practice. We're gonna end practice. That's what we're going to do. How about that? All right. Guardians are knocking on the door, not just in the wild card door. They're knocking on the divisional door, folks. That's something. And it's stunning. And is there help on the way if they need it? All coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.